The highlight in Thanksgiving Day hosting, Charlie Brown and Snoopy hosting the Peanuts gang for Thanksgiving. They served up a mean plate of toast, popcorn, and pretzels. Here's how that was received.
What kind of a Thanksgiving dinner is this? Where's the turkey, Chuck? Don't you know anything about Thanksgiving dinners?
We're talking about the Thanksgiving turkey with Elizabeth Dunn and Matthew Kronsberg. They wrote a pro-con piece on Thanksgiving turkey for the Wall Street Journal. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Is it Thanksgiving without the turkey, or do you have to have it? Or if you don't go the turkey route, what do you like to serve on Thanksgiving? Or what's your experiment coming up a week from today? Call 800-642-1234. Let's go to your calls now. Tom is on the line in Milwaukee. Tom, hi.
Hi. Back when I was going to the university, I would eat at the school cafeteria, and we would have turkey once a week. So by the time Thanksgiving rolled around, I just couldn't do the turkey. And so I negotiated with my girlfriend and had a little two-person charcoal cookout stove. And I took that up to the roof of my apartment, and we made bratwurst for Thanksgiving. And it was great.
Fantastic. A new Wisconsin tradition there. Liz, turkey, it's out there a lot. Do you think there's turkey fatigue maybe by the time we get to Thanksgiving, as Tom reported there?
Yeah, I think maybe. But I think actually the most interesting thing about what Tom said is this idea of what to do when you have Thanksgiving for one or two or four people. Because turkeys, you know, kind of the minimum that you can get a turkey in, you know, is maybe 10 pounds. And so it's a lot of food for a small Thanksgiving. So if you are, you know, you're a small group, that might be a good opportunity to try something new and try something that isn't going to make you maybe feel that there should be more people at the table because you have such a big turkey to eat.
And Matt, I'll throw this to you as maybe a compromise. There is such a thing as turkey brats and chicken brats. Could that be an acceptable Wisconsin Thanksgiving compromise?
Well, I mean, you know, what you choose to do in Wisconsin is entirely up to you. But I think that what Tom mentioned, that is probably the most important thing if you do move away from the traditional turkey, was that he discussed it with his girlfriend. There was buy-in. There was commitment from everyone who was involved. No one was going to show up and have their face fall when they saw there wasn't going to be a turkey. Which is one of the reasons why I think, especially that stuffed squash that Liz offered up, which looks fantastic. If you have vegetarians to entertain, discuss it with everyone, and don't spring the no turkey on Thanksgiving on someone who's not expecting it.
Especially not on peppermint patty. Tom, thanks for that call. We'll go next to Jason in Cudahy. Jason, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's your story, Jason?
So I work with a kid part-time, and the family is from Mexico. I asked them what their plans were for Thanksgiving. They've only lived in the country maybe 20 years. And I asked them what they planned on eating for Thanksgiving. And the dad told me, he's like, we don't really like turkey, so they're going to make a pig's head instead.
A pig's head?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Are you going to ask for leftovers, Jason?
Pardon?
Are you going to ask for leftovers?
I don't know yet. No.
Well, I do like the idea, though. I don't know if this is something they brought from Mexico, but the idea of integrating family, maybe ethnic traditions and heritage into the Thanksgiving meal, with or without the turkey. Matt, what are some ways we can do that?
Thinking about Mexico, I was just in Oaxaca, and while I was there, one of the great dishes of Oaxaca is mole negro, is the black, the dark chocolate-based sauce and chocolate and chili sauce, and the traditional accompaniment for it actually is wild turkey. And for me, anyway, the day after Thanksgiving, my traditional use of all of the leftovers is to make Mexican pozole. I think that plenty of people will also have a lasagna on the table, enchiladas, whatever your family tradition is. I think roll with it, but I think it's an and thing, not an or thing.
And that makes me think, Liz, no turkey on Thanksgiving means no leftover turkey on Thanksgiving weekend. Aren't you missing that?
You know, I don't know. To Tom's point about turkey every week at the dining hall, most of us, when we're eating turkey during the year, are, I think, eating it as lunch meat. So I know there's a lot of enthusiasm. I know I'm going to get destroyed for this because there's a lot of Thanksgiving leftover enthusiasm in this sort of the leftover turkey sandwich. But I think, you know, if you're to say you're doing that, I would say the fish is probably not going to be a really satisfying leftover. But if you are roasting, cooking a country ham, or if you're doing a rib roast of buffalo, that is going to be awesome on sandwiches in the next few days. You're definitely not going to be disappointed with those leftovers.
Jason, thanks a lot for the call. We're talking to Elizabeth Dunn and Matt Kronsberg. They wrote a pro-con for the Wall Street Journal on Thanksgiving turkey, whether Thanksgiving has to include it or we should go a different way. Back to your calls now. Victoria is with us in Lake Geneva. Victoria, hi. What are you doing?
Hi. We are actually going to try our hand at Beef Wellington this year. Everyone's not going to be able to come for Thanksgiving, and it's one of the things that we've had one time, and we really enjoyed it. So we're like, why don't we give it a try and see how it turns out?
So it's not going to be on Thursday, though? Are you having a makeup Thanksgiving day?
Yes, we're going to have it on Friday when actually no one has to work. So we decided, you know, what we like the most, you know, and we realized that we got to try it one time before at a restaurant. So why not try something different? And we can still enjoy all the different sides that normally go with Thanksgiving dinner. And I think the leftovers should be pretty good, too.
That does sound good. Victoria, thanks. Matt, I think a key word I kept hearing from Victoria there was we. This was a group decision. So you're okay with that, even though it's not the turkey?
I think that is just fine. If everybody comes away from the table happy and well-fed and sees that plenty, that ton of food out there, then, yeah, that's the point of Thanksgiving.
And, Liz, do you have any beef suggestions if we wanted to go scratch off the turkey and go with beef?
Gosh, beef suggestions. I would say with Beef Wellington, check the temperature regularly and be really sure not to overcook it. But I think that's going to be a really delicious main. And I think, you know, in today's world where, you know, it sounds like a lot of this group is going to be working on Thanksgiving, you know, people are really busy. They're cooking less. Either because, you know, mostly because they don't have the time to. And so this might be the, you know, one of only a few opportunities that a person has in a year to cook a big dinner for a group. So, you know, it's cool to be able to experiment on an opportunity like that. And I don't want to say waste it with turkey again, but just, you know, to be able to try something fresh, I think that's a great idea.
Thanks for that call. We've got time for another caller. Sharon is on the line in Appleton. Sharon, hello.
Hello, yes. My daughter and I, we never, hardly ever have turkey for Thanksgiving. We always try to do something different. And one year we came up with our own creation, which we named Chick Hen Bay for chicken, Cornish hen, and bacon. So we get these wonderful organic 7-pound chickens that I've already brined for a couple days with cloves and wine and all sorts of good things. And then we take the Cornish hen and we wrap it in as much bacon as I can get around it, and then we stuff it inside that chicken that's been brined and bake it.
So it's
it's
like
amazing.
Turducken, and what did you say you called it, Sharon?
We call it Chick Hen Bay.
All right.
Chick Hen Bay.
You had me at chicken, Cornish hen, and bacon. That sounds fantastic. Matt, can we experiment with our turkey? Do we have to be a purist of roasted turkey? Or can we do something like Sharon did with the chicken in this case and get a little funkier?
I think that, if everybody at the table is down to go down whatever kind of weird path you feel like going down, if everyone's up for the trip, I think go for it. But rarely is everybody at Thanksgiving, you know, all game for the same thing. And I think if you have go as far as buy-in will let you go.
All right, Matt, I'm assuming you'll be doing a turkey this Thanksgiving. Do I have that right?
You have that right.
And Liz, I assume you won't be. What's on your menu instead?
I'm copping out and letting having my mother cook Thanksgiving for me because I have two very small children.
Fair.
I will be contributing the pies, and I will be a gracious guest who is just pleased to be served whatever my mother sees fit to cook for me. So we'll see.
Fantastic. Liz, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And Matt, glad you could be with us.
Glad to be here.
We've been talking to Matthew Kronsberg and Elizabeth Dunn. They wrote about turkey in the Wall Street Journal and whether the Thanksgiving meal needs to have turkey on it. Thanks for all of your calls. You can keep sharing your thoughts at the Ideas Network Facebook page or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Mary tweeted, worst Thanksgiving Day ever, vegan meal with turkey constructed out of bland bread dressing. Had to make my own turkey dinner the next day. So there's that, you know, you want to know what you're getting into. I will be making turkey tenderloins. You could buy those packages. It's basically just a couple turkey breasts smooshed up. I marinate them, or put a rub on them, bake them. They're done, 40 minutes or so. I don't have to screw around with the whole turkey. So once at a family Thanksgiving where the meal is delayed due to turkey grease fire for a while and my kids melted down, it was a thing. So yeah, I don't want to deal with the whole big turkey, but I do like eating turkey.